The second Rockabilly Boogie Fest takes place this weekend at the ASU Military Sciences Building in Jonesboro. Museum Director of the ASU Museum is Dr. Marty Allen, and she tells about the event that's coming up on Saturday night.
You know, Rockabilly Boogie Fest is a really special thing that we did last year and we're doing this year, too. It is an event, a concert, that the purpose of which is to promote rockabilly and preserve this heritage and celebrate rockabilly, because Northeast Arkansas was very important in the origins and dissemination of this very unique kind of music.
And Dr. Allen says a lot of rockabilly music got its start in Northeast Arkansas, and there's an increasing interest in how this area played a part in rockabilly music.
There's a widespread regional movement, I guess you could say, now to restore rockabilly in our in the music mainstream, or at least the music consciousness of our region, because it's been missing for quite a while, even though it's been playing all the time. Many people in this region don't realize how important this is to the roots music heritage of our region and, of course, to the world. Because rockabilly didn't just, grow up here and stay here and die here. It moved on to Europe and has been continually a rage in Europe since the early 1970s. And then in the late 1990s, it revisited American shores. And now you can go to rockabilly weekends in Las Vegas and Chicago and Coney Island and other places. And in fact, Mayor Perrin has declared February 28th and March 1st as Jonesboro Rockabilly Weekend.
The Rockabilly Boogie Fest takes place Saturday night starting at 6 at the ASU Military Sciences Building in Jonesboro. Artists include the Stunning Cunning Band, Charlie Rich Jr., and Sonny Burgess and the Legendary Pacers. Tickets for the event are still on sale. And Dr. Allen says the money raised from the Boogie Fest will go toward a rockabilly exhibit that will be housed at the ASU Museum in Jonesboro. Dr. Allen says the exhibit will feature some of the famous rockabilly artists, such as Billy Lee Riley from Pocahontas, Bobby Lee Trammell from Jonesboro, Sonny Burgess from Newport, and many more. And she tells what else the exhibit will feature.
We're also going to focus on Joe Lee, who established Variety Recording Studio in 1963, I believe. And although he himself was not a rockabilly, he's a jazz person. Nevertheless, he recently passed away, unfortunately, but he was a very nurturing musician who took young musicians under his wing and helped them start their careers. And Bobby Lee Trammell's Arkansas Twist was the first record that he put out on the Alley record label.
And Dr. Allen says the exhibit will also feature the many record labels in the region that recorded rockabilly music. And she tells about rockabilly.
Everyone agrees that the heyday of rockabilly was from like 1954 through the end, very end, December 31st of 1959. It was Craig Morris who wrote the book Go Cat Go, who reported that was the sort of tombstone date of rockabilly. However, that which is extremely interesting for us here in Jonesboro and at the ASU Museum is the fact that rockabilly continued to be played and in Northeast Arkansas long after it was passé in American mainstream music. And there continued to be new hits made and new remakes of rockabilly throughout the 60s. And it's very interesting, is it not, that rockabilly greatly influenced the Beatles in their work, and they remade several of Carl Perkins' hits, for example. And it was toward the end of 1969 that British bands, during the British invasion, took rockabilly to Europe and launched a whole new career for rockabilly abroad.
And also, according to Dr. Allen, rockabilly music was not widely accepted when it first came out in the 1950s.
The impact that rockabilly made on ordinary American people. For the older generations, it was considered immoral, and in fact, unpatriotic. It was very difficult for people to accept this music because it was so provocative, sexually provocative even, very noisy. And one of the criterions for rockabilly is that there's a lot of gesticulating and spontaneous screaming and this kind of thing. And people just thought it was really immoral.
As she says, the term rockabilly was coined years after the music started. Rockabilly music is being played today to keep the musical history of the genre alive in Northeast Arkansas, an area that was extremely important to American music. Northeast Arkansas is also becoming a tourist attraction for its musical heritage, especially in key places like Walnut Ridge and Dyess, Arkansas. The event Saturday night takes place at 6 o'clock. It is the second Rockabilly Boogie Fest that will be taking place. And if you would like more information, you can go to our website, kasu.org, and click on events for more details on the Rockabilly Boogie Fest coming up this weekend.